by the window. I'm standing here in a silent reverie, staring out of my window. Its double-pane glazing deafens me to all sounds from the outside. I look down from where I am and observe the empty road below. I spot a deer or two, taking a leisurely walk across the woods beside my home. I watch as two squirrels take tentative steps towards the bowl on my porch for a promised ration of nuts and corn. The snow is falling ever so lightly on the frosted glass. Tiny snowflakes slide down, but for the blue spruces out in front, everything outside is white or brown. Monet would never have found a better spot to create a winter masterpiece. I hoist the window slightly for a whiff of winter's breath. The wind swooshes by softly, playing a melody of lullabies, the distinctive aroma of burning wood drifts through my window. From the neighbor's chimney, I succumb to a spellbinding wave of nostalgia that ties my inside into tiny knots. My gaze drifts to the stone fireplace beside me. Its cold and somber facade once again reminds me that I have forgotten to place some logs and chips on the hearth to light the fire. Perhaps I did not really forget. Perhaps I didn't really want to do that. Yet. Something's missing here, you see. And that is you. This wistful feeling I have invariably brings back to my mind thoughts of you. Two recliners lay adjacent to the fireplace, idle, vacuous, quiescent, waiting for you. If only you were here to light this fire, to share its warmth, to watch the harmony dance of the flames, to roast colored marshmallows together, to listen to the crackling of the wood, to laugh over a joke as we sip hot cocoa. What a difference it would make. If only there were you. Life just could never be perfect. Until there's you. I slowly return my gaze to the still window. I pull down its panes to shut out that overpowering aroma before I fall even deeper into my solitary. I rock myself on a rocking chair and I pray that when I open my eyes, please don't let me be without you.